WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP, Brookville. Our story opens tonight with Tell Me a Bedtime Story by Herbie Hancock. FM and WCWP.org. That was Dave Brubeck with Brew's Boogie Woogie from Time Further Out, the 1961 sequel to 1959's Time Out. Paul Desmond took a break from saxophone on Brew's Boogie Woogie, which left Dave on piano, or should I say Brew on piano, Eugene Wright on double bass, and Joe Morello on drums. Before that, we were on the other end of the 1960s for Herbie Hancock and his song Tell Me a Bedtime Story from Fat Albert Rotunda, get it, in 1969. The music on that album was originally composed for the NBC special, Hey, 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 It's Fat Albert, which led to the CBS Saturday morning cartoon series Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids, running from 1972 to 85. The last season was syndicated. Tell Me a Bedtime Story had Herbie on Rhodes piano, Johnny Coles on trumpet and flugelhorn, Joe Henderson on alto flute and tenor sax, Garnett Brown on trombone, Buster Williams on electric bass, as opposed to Eugene Wright's acoustic, Albert Tootie Heath, younger brother of Jimmy and Percy, on drums, and percussion by George Devins. Our next stop is 1980, as we go from Herbie Hancock to Herb Alpert, whose friends call him Herbie, and that's Alpert with a P, not Albert with a B. And Herb Alpert's song is Keep It Going. Pat Metheny Group on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Yolanda You Learn from First Circle in 1984. I assume that's a play on You Live, You Learn. Like most Pat Metheny Group songs, Pat wrote that with Lyle Mays. Pat was on guitar, sitar, and synclavier digital guitar. Lyle was on piano and keyboards. They were accompanied by Steve Rodby on bass, Paul Wertico on drums, and Pedro Aznar on percussion, bells, and vocals. Before that, Herb Alpert with Keep It Going from Beyond in 1980, written by Les McCann, Randy Badass Alpert, Herb's nephew, who played percussion on Keep It Going, and Andy Armour, piano and keyboards. Chris Pinnick, later of Chicago, was on guitar, Abe Laboriel on bass, and of course, Herb Alpert played trumpet and assisted his nephew on percussion. David Benoit's Ode to an Aussie Expression is next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Every good conversation starts with good listening.
And on the WCWP radio app.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
As promised, David Benoit and his ode to the reassuring Australian phrase, no worries.
Hi, this is Ryan Grabo, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's a ripping good time.
Thank you, Ryan. That was Laughing at Life by Chet Atkins, with laughing spelled L-A-F-F-I-N apostrophe, from Sales, S-A-I-L-S, in 1987. Laughing at Life was written by Chet, guitar, Daryl Dibka, keyboards, and David Hungate, bass. As far as I can tell from the credits, Laughing at Life also featured drum programming by Dave Humphreys, Terry McMillan on percussion and harmonica, and a string section. Before that, David Benoit with No Worries, which some say is Australia's motto, from Every Step of the Way in 1988. David played Kauai MIDI piano and wrote that with Nathan East, who played bass and sang vocals, some of which bordered on falsetto. Nate returns next hour with his quartet, Foreplay. Backing up David and Nate were Michael Landau on guitar, John J.R. Robinson on drums, and Michael Fisher with percussion. Peter White is next on guitar and keyboards and accordion with a song from his Promenade album, Boulevard.
Hi, I'm Game Dave, busy getting digitally distracted, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Game Dave. That was Peter White with his composition, Boulevard, as in LIU Posts and WCWP's address, 720 Northern Boulevard. And that's from Peter's 1993 release, Promenade. The title track, Promenade, became his signature song, and it certainly has been all the times I've seen him live. Boulevard was a duet of sorts, with Peter playing guitars, keyboards, accordion, and synth bass, and John Mann, M-A-H-O-N, lots of spelling in this segment, on drums and percussion, if not drum and percussion programming. We'll jump up a decade from 1993 to 2003 with Yellow Jackets next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Stay where you are.
Hi, this is Tony Chiguardo, the host of the Monday night edition of The Rock Show.
And WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Here are Yellow Jackets with the go-go sound of go-go.
Hi there, Chemo Savvy. This is Big Dan Ingram. Whenever I'm on the Merriweather campus and my bosses in New York don't know about it, I always listen to WCWP at 88.1. In Brookville, New York. Love it.
And the name of the show on the Merriweather campus radio station is Instrumental Invasion. That was George Benson with Deeper Than You Think from Absolute Benson in 2000. George was on guitar, of course. Joe Sample, the song's composer, played piano and keyboards. Christian McBride was on electric bass, not his usual acoustic. Steve Gadd on drums and percussion by Luis Conte. Before that, Yellow Jackets with Go-Go, as in the DC-based funk subgenre from Times Squared in 2003. Band member Bob Mintzer wrote Go-Go and played tenor sax and clarinet. Russell Ferrante was on, say it with me, piano and keyboards. Jimmy Haslip was on bass. And Marcus Baylor had the go-go beat on drums. Taking us into hour two, another Joe Sample composition, this time for his 1996 solo release, Old Places, Old Faces. Inspired by a walk through Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco, it's Hippies on a Corner.
This is WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio. Hear us at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on WCWP, Brookville. Hour one ended with Hippies on a Corner by Joe Sample from Old Places, Old Faces in 1996. The title track served as the sequel, or prequel in this case, to New Places, New Faces on his Oasis album in 85. Hippies on a Corner is based on Joe observing hippies walking through San Francisco's Haight-Ashbury district in 1964. Joe played piano and Rhodes piano. Jay Anderson was on acoustic bass, Ralph Penland on drums, and percussion by Lenny Castro. Hour two begins in 2021, the year we're 2 hours away from being halfway through. This is Jeff Koshua with the title track to his latest album, Sunrise.
Hi, this is Pete the Body Bilotti from CBS Sports Radio, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Pete. That was Brian Bromberg with Froggies from A Little Driving Music in 2021. Brian wrote Froggies and played all the bass parts, including piccolo bass. Joining Brian were Everett Harp on tenor sax, Tom Zink on keyboards, Jerry Cortez on rhythm guitar, Joel Taylor on drums, and once again on percussion was Lenny Castro. The horn section consisted of Andrew New, N-E-U, more spelling, on saxophones, Michael Stever on trumpet, and Nick Lane on trombone. Before that, Jeff Koshua on tenor sax with his composition, Sunrise, from Sunrise, also in 2021. Jeff was joined by Ron Reinhart on keyboards, Melvin Davis on one bass, Dave Hooper on drums, and Ronnie Gutierrez with percussion. Ronnie also provided percussion on this 2020 song by guitarist Chris Standring. In other words,
this is John Cummins, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with my friend Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, friend John, or should I say Father John? That would be more accurate. That was Chris Standring with, in other words, an original song unrelated to Fly Me to the Moon, which has the lyric In Other Words. And In Other Words by Chris Standring is on his Real Life album in 2020. Which features a cover of Herbie Hancock's Tell Me a Bedtime Story. In Other Words had Chris on guitars and keyboards, Kevin Axt, A-X-T, still more spelling, always more spelling, on acoustic bass, Dave Carasone on drums, who followed Dave Hooper as drummer for the Rippingtons, which Jeff Koshua was also part of, and percussion once again this segment by Ronnie Gutierrez. The next segment leads off with the quartet known as Foreplay, here on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody.
You always have someone on Saturday night.
Celebrating over two decades here at WCWP.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
Say aloha to Foreplay as they play Pineapple Getaway, bringing to mind a trip to our 50th state, Hawaii.
Hi, this is Tom Schumann of Spyro Gyra. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
The Spyro Gyra song you heard was The Tippin' Point, with an apostrophe, from Down the Wire in 2009. The Tippin' Point was written by band members Tom Schumann on piano and Jay Bekenstein on tenor sax. The rest of Spyro Gyra at that time was Julio Fernandez on guitar, Scott Ambush on bass, and Bonnie B on drums and percussion. These days, the drummer is Lionel Cordue, formerly of Special Effects. Before that, another longtime group, Foreplay, with Pineapple Getaway from Let's Touch the Sky in 2010, the first album with Chuck Loeb on guitar, replacing Larry Carlton. The three members from Foreplay's inception have been Bob James on piano and keyboards, Harvey Mason, the song's composer, on drums and percussion, and Nathan East on bass, just as he was with David Benoit last hour. Ahead to 2014 for Greg Kourakos and a number from his Soul Secrets CD, Walking on Air.
Hi, this is pianist Greg Kourakos, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
That was Greg Kourakos with Walking on Air from Soul Secrets in 2014, Soul spelled S-O-U-L. And Soul Secrets came out 4 years before Kim Waters wrote a song of the same name, Walking on Air, for his What I Like album. Greg, for his Walking on Air, was on piano, keyboards, and drum programming with Vincent Ingala on tenor sax, the MVP of tonight's show. Michael O'Neill was on guitar, and returning from Joe Sample's Hippies on a Corner, Luis Conte with percussion. Lisa Addio has her turn on piano next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
All right, my children, Grandfather Rock is here.
Visit WCWP.org today.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
It's never enough for Lisa Addio. Scratch that, it's never enough by Lisa Addio.
Hey, this is saxophonist Marion Meadows. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Marion's song was Lunchbox, one word, from Twice as Nice in 2021. Marion played soprano and tenor sax, mostly soprano, that's a first tonight, and wrote Lunchbox with Jeff Lorber, who played keyboards, guitar, and synth bass. David Mann, M-A-N-N, was a one-man, M-A-N, horn section, playing tenor sax, flute, and synth brass. Gary Novak rounded things out on drums, and it sounded like a go-go beat from Gary. Before that, Lisa Addio with Never Enough from Listen to This in 2019. Like most songs on Listen to This, Lisa wrote Never Enough with Niels. Lisa was on piano and Rhodes piano, like Joe Sample last hour, and Niels was on rhythm guitars, keyboards, and pads. Additionally, Tony Saunders on bass, Gordon Campbell on drums, percussion by Oliver C. Brown, and on horns, Johnny Britt and the JB Horns with a Z. Two songs left, and this is one of them. It's by guitarist Norman Brown, no relation to Oliver or Garnett, with Just Groovin', which features another unrelated Brown, Paul, who's also on guitar. Just Groovin'.
Mike Shamari plays more music on 88.1 FM, WCWP.
Norman Brown with Just Groovin', Simply Groovin', from Heart to Heart in 2020, and Heart spelled H-E-A-R-T, not H-A-R-T like the TV series. Norman played guitar and wrote Just Groovin' with Paul Brown, no relation, who played rhythm guitar, and Jeff Carruthers, responsible for keyboards and drum programming. We'll stay in 2020 for the last song of the night. It's a solo piano tune by Brian Culbertson from Music from The Hang, his live stream. When I'm With You is the title. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Again, the last song is solo piano by Brian Culbertson with the title When I'm With You. So long.